Awesome stuff. Okay. It's
Fellas.
funny enough now, I'm noticing that both of you seems you rarely use your laptops because like you both have exactly 150 gigabytes of storage on your computers.
No,
So,
everything's in the cloud for me.
okay, that's probably why.
And since I stopped recording and editing the podcasts myself, plus the amount of space I have on my computer is amazing.
Yeah, I've been doing that past few days, moving lots of my files to my hard disk, especially because I have so much videos that I've taken on my Canon and my GoPro, while because I did like 3 4 trips in a row. So I'm guessing like I'm one of the people who's not really missing traveling a lot because I really traveled my ass off these past 6 months. So I think I'm good.
That's good. That's a good time to everyone just to take a step back. I let we can discuss all of the pros and cons of lockdown.
So, how are you all keeping up with this Alcatraz, if I can call it?
I've been okay, so little backstory from me, from my side. I was staying at my parents' house and house sitting for them because they went to the States. My mom and brother are still in the States, and my dad tried to get back, but his flight he was coming in through Dubai, and his flight coming into Saudi was canceled, so he's stuck in Dubai. Hakim was already in Abu Dhabi when it was all happening, and he's working there, so he's there. So honestly, I think I kind of like this life better than normal life.
So you're all alone.
I'm alone together though, so I don't feel lonely.
Any pets? Do you have any pets?
Yeah, her name is Rocket. She's my cat. She's very sweet and she gives me a lot of love because there's nobody else here. Otherwise, Hakim's her
Oh.
favorite.
I think if she can speak, she'd probably ask you like, "Oh, where's the doctor? Where is he? Where is he gone? What have you done? Confess."
I don't want to get too deep into this because literally I could talk about this all day, but whenever I watch Hakim's Instagram stories or whenever he's on speakerphone, she goes ballistic. She's like, I hear him, but where is he? It's very cute.
Oh. So what about you, Zena? How are you keeping up with this?
It's been going good, I think. And I live in Jeddah with my parents and my sister, and we have two house cats, and we feed like 10 cats outdoors. So
Aww.
it's been a busy time, but yani, thank God in my family, we all like to do our different things. We're all kind of quiet by nature. I'm an introvert by nature, so and that to me, it's not that much of a difficult thing to be in the house all day, and I can keep myself busy all day. I go into certain like knowledge wormholes where I can like spend the day researching something. So to me, it's not a very a hard thing to be indoors. I think the harder thing is kind of the uncertainty rather than being confined in a place. So to me, staying in, not socializing as much is not that bad. But it is kind of that gives the uncertainty, and I think that gradually like pick started because I think Annie, even you can see it through Instagram and what people are posting. I feel in the beginning people were more like because it was still like something new. People were like, okay, this is like 2 weeks where and it could be up to 2 weeks to 4 weeks. So everything was much more positive, and I can so feel it this week on Instagram and. I think people are like, oh, okay. It's kind of that reality check that, oh, it could go on for a really long time. So I even feel the sense of people who were posting constantly about, like productivity and being positive. I kind of feel this week, everyone's like, okay, we're in it for the long haul. And I think a lot of people are digesting that. And even me, by the way, and I'm a nonchalant person. But even this week, I'm like, okay, time to reevaluate. This could go on for a much longer time period. So it's better to start, really, taking in things and kind of planning a bit more.
By planning, do you mean like structuring
Yeah,
your
structuring.
time, or about
Yeah.
like
I think it's structuring my time. And because before this whole thing started, I was starting my own like content consultancy company. And I met up with Ahmed also to talk about all things podcasts. I'm a podcast fanatic. So when this
True,
thing kind
true.
of so when this thing started, it was like, okay, you know what I mean? No, I took like literally 10 days off where I just didn't want to think about anything, but nothing in a dramatic way, because I'm like, you know what, I just want to see where things are going. But now, I think a couple of days ago, I'm like, okay, it's time to see what you can do in terms of business, in terms of, you know, actually doing something productive, you know, in this time, even in business, like how to pivot, what to do. So it is a time, okay, just actually take some steps, even small ones, it doesn't have to be big ones, but just, okay, how to pivot, how to best make use of what's going on.
What about you, Ahmed? Have you been doing?
Well, for me, I've kind of like had a bit of a warm up, because I was in Egypt when the corona actually started in Egypt. So, and when we came back, like, you know, the Ministry of Health asked everyone to self quarantine for 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. I've already been doing that. And then after the 2 weeks, everyone was asked to stay from the period that's outside 6 and 3.
Yeah.
So for me, that was totally fine. I was like, you know, I've been doing this already for 2 weeks. There's no surprise here. But time-wise, if I can go into that, I mean, I found myself doing a lot more stuff that I wanted to do. I'm not feeling bored. I'm not watching a lot of TV. I'm only watching specific things that I want to watch. But for example, now, because I mean, the downside is there's not much work, there's not much cash flow coming, mm-hmm. because everyone's scared, no one wants to spend money, even though this is a really good time for people to advertise, especially restaurants, since now you can actually everyone's ordering in, so you're actually competing in this massive tornado of restaurants, and everyone's delivering, so you really have to be there. But I mean, they'll understand someday.
Yeah.
But anyway, now I've got more time to work on the brand itself, the Foodies. Now we've got more time now to do podcasts. We're doing Instagram Live every other day. And I'm finishing up my new profile for the Foodies. Yeah. We've launched the Instagram account, the Foodies Inc., which is for the agency.
Nice.
Which is different than-
This is the first time you're going public with the agency, right?
Yeah, I kept it
nice.
down low since June, because I felt we were not ready. Like there was no website, there was no clear vision and mission. But now, like, I'm really going. I'm editing more videos from my travels and stuff like that to get my YouTube up and running again. So yeah, back to practicing guitar. So many things trying to get myself occupied.
Yeah, that's true. أنا بسرعة أحمد and خيرة بس أنا كمان because I've been before this whole thing started أنا I'm like I said I love podcasts, I listen to so many podcasts, I love watching documentaries, but it's even interesting to see, even for me who I love consuming content, when the lockdown became more and more, I became so selective even to the type of content I was consuming.
Yeah.
So Anna, I hardly, like, even by the way, as a podcast obsessed person, I'm not even listening to that many podcasts. I'm starting to choose, you know, I'm like, okay, today, let me, from all the things that are downloading, I'm like, let me like pick two podcasts to listen to. Content that I've been, by the way, that the oddest thing though, I've noticed, maybe this is me, I love consuming food content. So it's so soothing to me. I don't know why. So I watch a lot of YouTube channels. Like there's a channel called Eater that's like amazing, that has amazing like food content. But even for me, I was telling Ahmed this, for a long time, look, I don't cook. I hardly cook. I have nothing to do with cooking. But I've been obsessed with ramen for such a long time. Even last year when I went to New York, I bought like 3 ramen books. I went to every ramen restaurant. I've been obsessed for so long, and I finally, you know what? And I've been opening, I've had these like three ramen books next to me for so long. And finally, like last week, I think I just started, I started making noodles by hand. By the way, it's all a trial and error. It's not even perfect. It's nowhere clear, near perfect. It's nothing. This, I think the idea, even for me, I realized, and I was talking to my mom about this, is doing something physical with your hands. I think we are, I realize this is so important to us as humans, whether it's cooking or doing anything, like building something by hand. It takes your mind off so many things, like besides the corona and everything. And in general, I realize like, as human beings, we've lost this, a lot of us, by the way, this idea of working or doing something physical besides the gym or anything. And I think this is so important, you know? And Allah has it for me, this idea of doing something physical with your hands. So I think it's being, it's very relaxing, even though none of it is perfect. It's just experimenting. But I think we, you know, just doing something physical again has been really great.
I love that concept that you're like curating what stimulus you have, right? So you're like making sure that the content that you're consuming is something that will be able to meet and serve these interesting emotions that you're facing and the uncertainty that you're facing. And then you're also like making sure that your other senses are being, you know, stimulated in a way that serves you. That's so beautiful. I love that.
That was sorry, Khaira, just also to add, and then because I love listening also to a lot of business podcasts with a lot of top entrepreneurs and seeing honestly their viewpoint on what's going on. And it's also interesting to see with them that everything is uncertain. So even with people who usually have like say the answers I can predict in like 3 months, this is what's going to happen. Everyone is like, you know what? This is the time, even for entrepreneurs, this is the time to experiment. This is the time to build personal brand. And Anna, by the way, in terms of, for example, influencer culture, I think this is a great time for it to see which influencers really add value, you know, because I feel all of us have been bombarded with so much, you know, and I know you get to choose who to follow, who not to follow. But I think this is a time in general, this idea of cleansing, you know, and work on your own content. And like, I think personal brand now is so important and putting your personal input to all of this. And I think this is great to see with what Ahmed is doing, you know, and it is the time, whether you have a business or not, to experiment and build that personal brand.
Oh, I know a thing or two about that. I'm very excited that you said that. Before we get too far away from it, context, I have never cooked a day in my life that was worth mention. Hakim is definitely the cook in the family, and alhamdulillah, I'm blessed with a lot of people who like to feed me. I had no idea you could make ramen with your hands. What is this process?
It's, by the way, Anna, this is why I was like for so long hesitant, because you have to like, I bought like, by the way, in the days where you still could, the last like time I went to Danube, I found like an old pasta rolling machine where you make it by hand, you know, but I bought that. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be in the home for a while. I bought it. So it is interesting.
So you make a ball and then you squish it into that machine thing, right?
Yeah, it's very low hydration. So the dough is not like soft pasta dough that's easy to work with. And by this is all I learned this week. It has to be really dry. It's honestly, this is just this week. It has to be dry, because if you notice when you put like, say, indomie noodles in water or something, it doesn't dissolve like pasta. Pasta, if you drop in water, it kind of become mushy. So the whole thing with ramen noodles, it has to stay strong. So it's like, honestly, this is what I've been doing this week, like researching, making noodles and all that. But it's a fun, and like I said, I'm not a cook, but it's something that I like. You know, I just like ramen noodles. It's not like, and I want to go into cooking everything. But, you know, I'm like, let me just take this chance. I won't have any other time to send experiments every day. So I've been like doing it as a project every day for like an hour in the morning. I see if I can make better noodles. And I think next week I'll go into the broth making, because that's a whole other story. So I'm like experimenting every day.
Zena, I mean, we gotta host you on the foodies Instagram stories one time. I want you to take over. Yeah, you're gonna do a ramen recipe for us. It's done. There's no getting out of this.
Yay! I'm so excited for that. I'm
going to
watch it.
That's perfect. Like, and I've been trying to see how can you make, and I was like, wow, mulakhiya and ramen, that would be yummy, actually. Like, the mulakhiya broth as, you know, a mulakhiya masriya broth with a bit of, you know, kind of modified for ramen could be something.
Well, that could work.
But yeah.
I'm excited for that. If you start doing delivery,
Inshallah, I've been honestly, Kaman, I know we're talking a lot about food, but Anna, I follow a lot of independent or food entrepreneurs, not the big ones. I've been seeing in Dubai what they're doing, and I've been seeing how they're quickly adapting and pivoting, okay, like to do home, any home food, and being able to use like Kareem or Lugmati or Talabat for kind of delivery. But it's interesting to see just from food people how they are able to pivot fast. You know, because I think a lot of industries, and I think Ahmed Kaman, you were talking about how brands don't want to market right now. But I think the next 2 weeks, they're going to start realizing, okay, actually, this is the time that I can produce content that's not as, it's actually very clear content. Because I think a couple of months ago, there was just too much content. This is the time. Create content that actually means something, that is actually simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, you know, but this is the time to do that, you know.
And I love how they're experiencing it themselves. So even though I do personal branding as my main source of client work, on the side, I usually consult with companies, especially when it comes to transformational communications. And most of that is to do with tech, because I have a background in computer science, and I am so excited now. Everybody that was a naysayer of, oh, we can't go online with our marketing, or oh, we can't trust people to work from home remotely and use a VPN to access their files, ta-da. Yes, you can, you're fine.
This, I guess, we realize so many things. We realize so many things now, like, you know, things that we didn't even realize that can be, that we can do, or that are possible. You know, now we're getting educated online, we're meeting online, we're reaching out, we're recording podcasts now online. I mean, if I knew this was possible way back, I'd have probably started maybe months back.
And by the way, I think this is the time. And I've always been, even in my career, I did work for a lot of big content companies, and especially YouTube video content companies. And I always had this for me personally. I'm like, you don't need a lot of things to produce content. Yeah, I think a lot of brands always go to the big agencies or something. And I've always been an advocate to use, say, freelancers, or, you know, to be nimble. It doesn't have to be big. And I think this is the time where young creators, young freelancers, I think this is the time to go after even other startups or work with big brands. This is the time, because you know what? No one can go shoot big budget things. It's all reliant on, say influencers in their house or creators in their house. So this is the time, if you're a young creator. And so this is why I think it's actually a time for exciting content. You know, I think once everything settles, like I think in the next 2 weeks, people will start to be like, actually, no, we do have to put some sort of marketing plan in place. We have to, you know, start a dialogue again. And this is the, I think it's the time for upcoming creators to benefit from all of this. And I so think we will see a surge in podcasts, Arabic, you know, especially hella podcast in the region. I think it's going to go really big in terms of creators.
I mean, we were just talking about that yesterday with my guests who we're going to have on Wednesday. And she was actually asking me, what do you think about the rise of podcasts? Because she has an interior design firm in Vibe. So they are our neighbors. And she was wanting to do that. And she said, do you think there's an audience? I was telling her exactly what Zena was saying now, that now, because audio files, they're so... like they're so flexible. I can stop and pick up anytime. I can listen to it while I'm cleaning the house, cooking, working, driving, anything. Yeah. And
it's that social connection part too, right? Because There's this adorable meme. It's a picture of someone eating cereal next to a poster of three models eating cereal, and this person is like laughing with those people. And it feels the same way where when you're listening to a podcast, plus you get your like social hit, and that's a way to cope.
Yeah,
for sure.
And to get into podcasts, because like I said, and I haven't started my own podcast, Kama, it's been something I've wanting to do for a while. But as a podcast obsessed person, I really, it's a medium where anyone can do it. You know, there's no high overheads, barely anything. It's actually about the content and authenticity rather than trying to be perfect. And I think this is the time. And I tell people, I'm like, I know, because I've had that development in my career where I did work with videos for a time, you know, and I just realized, okay, it's a great, it's the first time in my life I find that it's a medium where, you know what, you can do, it's so simple to do. It doesn't take a lot of energy in terms of, say, like video. It's literally about you and the content or the story you're telling. And it doesn't have to be complicated in terms of editing, in terms of sound design. And I think the idea of that no video is so much easier to get started. And this is the time. And like I said, I tell people, you can start producing content that's like 5 minutes long. It doesn't have to be the whole like 25 minute, you know, an hour thing. Start with like 5 minute content talk and you put it out there and see what happens and don't think about it. So no, I think this will be a great time for creators.
I think also the boom kind of already happened. So this is a really interesting time. I started creating, we co-founded Mustedford in 2015, turned into a network in 2016. And I remember how often I had to explain to people what a podcast was so that they would subscribe. And then we had to go to sponsors and convince sponsors that it's more effective than video you know, neurologically, when you listen to a voice and when you listen to a narrative, it hits home better. There's a beautiful, intense relationship with the hosts of your favorite podcasts. And there was so much education. But then, like maybe I think 5 months ago now, Kerning Cultures was one of the first regional networks to get an investment. And they're now fully funded to be a fully operational network. And like there's Arabic podcasts. Big shout out to them. There's a huge podcaster and podcast listener community that's available on Telegram. Mm. They have this really vibrant way of everybody sharing tips and tricks. Mm. And there's a similar one for English podcasts in the Middle East podcast forum. Like, yeah.
Can you share that later?
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually anything that we share, we just send me over the links later on WhatsApp, and we always put them in the description. So like any links, Zain also mentioned a few YouTube stuff. We can always share that. Yeah. So it sounds awesome.
I was going to say that I love how we've been really positive throughout the whole episode, but I'm being pulled to also mention that even though there's so much positivity, and I'd love to hear what you guys think of this as well. Like, I know that you're turning boredom into a beautiful foundation for creativity and productivity, but I'm sure you probably get hit with like moods of, man, is this ever going to change? I'm anxious. I don't want to read the news anymore. What's the new thing that's coming from the government? I'd love to hear your thoughts about these.
Anna, for me, Khaira, obviously there are up and down days. Like I think a couple of days ago, I had like 2 days where I literally just didn't want to think. And I just started watching like random Netflix series. I'm like, you know what? I just wanted 2 days of not thinking. And it was actually fun. But no, of course, we all have, Yani, I'm one of the first people, I'm going to be very honest, not even the first, I think a lot of us on Instagram, there was like, even when this whole thing started and so many people on Instagram started putting like, you know, the hustle culture is in your hands. Like, now is the time you need to like write your book, right? I'm like, what, you know what I mean? I think this idea of anxiety, I'm like, wait, you want us now to perform, you know what I mean? No, this mental, like, why does in our culture, everything has to be hustle, like even now, like you have to be thinking of your next big thing. And I think this idea of, first of all, like, you know, you have to do something big or you're nothing. I think, no, it's okay to have, like, and for me, I'm like, okay, you know what? I just don't want to overwhelm. I wake up, like, there are days I wake up, I'm like, oof, okay, groundhog day again. And I do have emotions up and down. And I have one of my really close friends, and Kaman Ahmed, you can put the link. She's really great. She's a life coach in Beirut, and she started doing, her name is Icon by Mesa. So the other day she did a live live Instagram video, and a lot of people tuned in, and she did this like workshop about emotions. And she was saying, like, everyone needs to like relax, and you go through this the way you want to go through it. Mm-hmm. And it is like a grieving. I think for me, for example, I even told her, I'm like, it's so interesting. This, you know how you start dealing. And for me personally, I was telling her, this is such an interesting time because the bigger issues, which we all have, like, for example, yes, we do have the issues like, how are we going to make our business succeed? Oh my God, when, you know, cash flow is going to be a problem. For some reason, I told her, those aren't the issues I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with issues that I've always made excuses for. So it's not the big issues that I'm I'm like, I have always had these issues where I blamed it on circumstances. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm realizing it's not the circumstances, it's issues I have to deal with, you know? So this is the interesting part where you have to, being alone and not even to, like, have a lot of excuses. It's okay, this is the time to deal with a lot of deeper issues. I think a lot of people have, you know, and you have to, okay. And it's, you don't have the kind of excuses not to deal with them. So this is, for me, some of the things I'm going through. I'm like, okay, it's time to deal with them. And for example, the circumstances at large, it does play an effect, because even a lot of my close friends who are still working, they have to work, they tell me they aren't able to function. I'm like, of course you're not going to be able to function. Something, an extraordinary circumstance is happening, but at the same time, you have to work, like, you know, do function, work things like it's normal. So it's I think our brains having that it's like constantly hitting on each other, and like, try to function normally, but extraordinary circumstances are happening. So it's that kind of the dichotomy that's happening. So no, and I'm definitely not a happy-go-lucky person or all the time, but yes, you have days ups and downs, and I'm not ashamed of saying it. So because a lot of people on Instagram were kind of on the whole, a lot of, I say, influencers were all like, oh, be positive, exercise every day, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, no, I can't deal with that. You know? So I'm happy when a lot of people started to voice out realities. Like, I just want to watch, like, you know, reality shows all day. That's fine, you know, and this hustle thing needs to be on the low burner a bit. And people need to express what they're going through, because some people are losing jobs. Some people have to think where, you know, next month their money is coming from. And, you know, I think this is what people need to talk about as well, the realities of the situation.
I love, the biggest takeaway from that I took was now everything that we've been avoiding is coming up intensely,
yes.
For sure.
Yes.
What about you, Ahmed? How have your ups and downs been?
Well, for me, the downs probably is more social. Being a very social person, like, I've always been like to be around people. Also, not being able to visit my parents, my sister, my nephew, and all that. I mean, we're staying in touch through Google Duo and other apps, but it's not the same, you know. But that's probably my only downside, which is the social part and the family connection part. But the upside is, like you and Zaina said, like it's mostly about finding more time to reflect on yourself, being productive. And I really agree with Zaina on the part, like, you know, people should lay off our backs about, you know, this is the time to shine. And, you know, like it's always been the time to shine, man. It's like you've been saying that since 2000.
Yeah.
It's every year is the year to shine. I mean, if you haven't shined already, I mean, you're not going to shine anyway. But it's like, you know, everyone should take it from their own perspective.
Yeah.
Either take it time to relax and just chill, you know, and take a chill pill and just, you know, try and get back, try to find your true self and your core and the stuff that you lost. Like, I'm pretty happy that I'm in the kitchen again. I miss cooking.
Yeah.
I haven't been cooking in ages. I've been cooking every day. So, and my followers on my personal account are loving it because they told me, we missed that. You've not been doing that a lot. We want that.
That totally reminds me as well, you know. One of the things, so I went into my self-employment at the beginning of the year, and then all of my stories shifted into personal branding because I'm a personal branding coach. And I've had three really crazy observations in the past month because I've been isolated since March 10 because I was teaching at Efet for their life skills program. And that's when everything closed for schools. So I took that as like, okay, probably if they're canceling stuff, then I shouldn't go out much either.
Yeah.
But I've noticed three things. Number one, I noticed that I'm getting back into what my Instagram was before I went into business and it started becoming like a marketing tool. And now I'm getting back into like really deeply connecting with people. The second thing I noticed was that it's really crowded in a lovely way on any social media platform now because everybody has time to finally create content. I've taken a huge step back because I feel like that space is no longer a space for marketing. It's a space of connecting and it's a space of like checking in on each other and like really genuinely being open with the difficulties that I've been having, the difficulties of being away from Hakeem, for example, and all of that stuff. And then my third observation is when I, you know, with the, I have a 3-month program for my personal branding. And it's so interesting that people who have been wanting to do it, now they finally have the time to do it. And all my conversations with them, I can tell from like the first 5 minutes that it's not going to make sense for them to start with a program or start with an online course or start with productivity because aslan, they're going through such a slump of acceptance or going through such grief of coming to terms with someone who got sick in their family or someone who they're worried about that isn't with them at the moment. And I feel like that little section, like there's a little gap that formed between being productive, which was so easy back a month ago, because people would have, you know, a busy day anyway. So it was really easy to just add something to be busy about. Whereas now, people have to like be in their homes with which aslan our brains have all only gotten used to, home time means chill time. So like we have to reevaluate what is home time, how do we segment like what we're doing. It's been very interesting. There's definitely ups and downs, and I think what gives me enough strength to bubble up again into that optimism and into that like proactivity is acceptance that everybody feels as bummed and as scared as I do, which is really interesting because I have anxiety. And it's so interesting talking to so many people, especially my loved ones, who had no idea what I was going through. And then we talk about it and they talk about their feelings. And I'm like, yeah, that's a panic attack, or that's you're being nervous and anxious now. And they're like, oh, this is what you were talking about.
It's true. No, but it's true. And like I said, and the session I had with my friend, her live session, did bring up a lot of people, even people who always had that aura of confidence and being go lucky people, that they were sharing these ideas like, actually, you know, I'm a bit scared. I don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of people, it's really funny that I know, are like, I just want to know an end date. I'm like, no, you can't. There's no end date. And I think this is the week. I think the next 2 weeks, people have to adapt. Okay, of taking it seriously in a sense, because like I mentioned, I think the first say 5 weeks, it was still kind of like okay. And I think these next 2 weeks, people have to be like, okay. Now I have to have more of a structured schedule and by the way, I was always like anti-structure, and I'm not saying this to be productive, but I think no matter, even if you don't want to produce anything, this idea of having a daily ritual of a couple of things during the day makes it better. So in our family, we're big morning people. So we all have our coffee together. And then in the afternoon, we have like a late lunch together. So that idea of like, we have like two times a day where we kind of touch, we meet with each other. And so it's kind of, okay, having a little bit of a routine, nothing strenuous, is, I think, very, very healthy. And even watching stuff that's so, like, Anna, I've been on a romantic comedy binge because they make me happy. So I like cheesy romantic comedies, like You've Got Mail, you know, Julie and Julia, like anything. It's just like stuff that makes me, you know, like just like happy. I just started watching these again. That, you know, are just like, yeah, so romantic comedies are my go-tos. And it is an interesting period. And I always tell people, and come on, I don't know if you guys have been having this conversation, but even with my friends, I'm like, it's interesting because so many of us have been sheltered in where we've grown up. We've had kind of that sheltered life where nothing has really happened to us. So I'm saying it's really interesting to be able now to kind of feel a bit of empathy with what a lot of people around the world go through, who are under constant lockdown, or, you know, can't decide what to do with their lives, or, you know, have to say ration food or stuff in general. I'm like, it will give us time to empathize with people who do have it harder than us, who go through this every day of their lives, you know, and it is a way to see what a lot of people go through.
Empathy. I feel Ramadan vibes coming up as well. You know how that's a time of empathy to change your lifestyle in order to empathize with other people who call that daily life. And it's interesting that, yeah, this is what a lot of people have to go through, really long times of uncertainty, really long times of like not knowing when they can go out, not knowing what's safe, not knowing, you know, caring for their health, caring for their loved one's health, not being able to go to the hospital for sure. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a real look at what full life we have instead of just falling into what life should be.
Yeah,
which I think is a really tough thing to tell the difference between, of like, are you showing up today because this is how you're supposed to show up, or are you showing up in this way because it means a lot to you and that's how you live your full life?
I think the part about Ramadan is might take a toll on a lot of people because like we all know, Ramadan is about being social. It's about, you know, going to have iftar with the family or close friends, going to masjid for taraweeh and stuff like that. But I mean, it can be like our last guest, Richard, he mentioned that in our previous podcast that you actually have a chance to make this the best Ramadan you ever had because you can really use the time. You have two ways. Either you can binge watch on Ramadan series, or you can actually use this time to reflect more on religion, renew your connection with Allah, more reading of the Quran. Like, I'm not proud to say it. I've never khatabed the Quran. Yeah. I'm not happy to say that, but I always start and I somehow fall through.
Yeah.
But maybe this is a good time for whoever's not done it to do it, or whoever's been doing it once to do it twice. Maybe watch more Islamic study shows, you know, dive deep into religion, realize ourselves more. It's a good chance, I guess.
Yeah. And it's a time like, come on, we were discussing this also, you know, the idea of because I think throughout all of us, we all have this, you know, we kind of, you know, take things for granted and are not happy in certain things. And even like I'm discussing with other people, this is the time to be like, okay, maybe things aren't going perfect, but we all have things to be grateful for. So even in the bad days, say even the past couple of weeks, if I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm not in the mood. I have to wake up like, okay, actually thankful. You know, even for the start with the littlest things, it makes a difference. You realize, wait, okay, compared to a lot of people, alhamdulillah, we're all going through the same thing, but people have it worse than others. So I think it's a very important to be grateful. In terms of, by the way, another thing I wanted to touch upon. So when all this thing started, you know, I was kind of, because I loved like Netflix and all that, but it does get to a point where you don't want to consume that much content anymore, even watching, or like, you know, I'm like, I can't Netflix all the time. So I think people can go through their binging of anything and then you're like, okay, actually that's enough. And I want to do something more productive. So I think in a way for people who've always just wanted to sit and binge for a week, just do it. And then khalas, realize it's not that fun. So it's an interesting thing.
It's very true. Yeah, I mean, I was just this morning, I was opening up Netflix. You know, sometimes I just put it while I'm having breakfast. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to watch it. There's nothing really that's attracting my attention anymore. It's like all the good things. I've finished the new season of Casa de Papel. I've watched Unorthodox, which everyone was talking about, and I loved it. You have to see it if you haven't seen it. It's amazing. And I mean, like all this, I like stand-ups. I like if you see my recommended list on Netflix, mostly it's stand-up is my what they suggest more. I love stand-up comedy, so like I just felt I don't want to watch anything. Yeah. You know, there's nothing interesting. Either give me something that really eats at my brains, you know, kind of like stimulates thinking and, you know, appreciating something beautiful that you're seeing. It can be either, you know, l'ikhraj nafsu, the direction is really good, the way the colors, the actors are doing amazing. You know, either give me something that's really a work of art to watch, or it's just not worth wasting time. I'd rather go edit a video or do a podcast or do anything else.
That's true. And by the way, I wanted to touch upon something Khaira said about how, because everyone is over doing content on Instagram for personal things, I think it is interesting that I've had that feeling as well, where it's like everyone wants to have their own personal brand now, that I've also kind of taken, like, and I do post my recommend, but what I realized with me, I'm still posting the way I used to post, you know, I always posted my things, but it is because I do feel like there's this overload of personal content. So it is interesting to see how people, you know, brands can shift in that atmosphere, or, you know, so it is interesting, but I don't know what's the khulasa from that, but I did notice, and oh my god, everyone's suddenly a personal brand, and you know, it's interesting how everyone wants to be heard and connected.
I mean, especially for influencers who are really used to being, you know, getting all the attention and being in the spotlight. And now, like, I'm talking more about the people who I actually watch, which are more food influencers and lifestyle influencers per se. They're like, you know, trying to find something. Now they're all going Instagram Live. Even though they're not doing it, they're doing it, but there's something that's bothering me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ahmed.
The thing is, I will tell you also one of the, maybe that's what's bothering you about it. Maybe I'm wrong. But we were just talking about that on the WhatsApp group, the Foodies WhatsApp group yesterday, and that they're not doing it, like, especially I'm talking about, you know, the Arab ones. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي طَبْعًا. They're only hosting influencers like them. They're like, you know what? We're not getting any content. Yeah. We're losing followers. Let's just host each other and we'll feed each other's followers. You know, I take some of yours. But when you look at others from abroad, I was watching Jamie Oliver live the other day, and he let random people on his feed just showing him what they're cooking and stuff. That's really sweet, you know. And lifestyle, what's it called? Gary Vee.
I love Gary Vee.
He also had like entrepreneurs coming up, you know, just nobodies, you know, And like, you know, and they're talking, this is how you should do it. It's not about, because I'm losing followers and I don't have any content, because probably I don't know how to create content, because I'm always waiting for business to come to me, that I just host someone who has more followers than me or my same criteria or tier. And we just, it looks so cheesy. Yeah. It just looks so cheesy and fake.
And by the way, Ahmed, I think a lot of us, like Anna, me and my other good friend, we always analyze like kind of the influencer culture. And it's so funny, not funny, but you can so tell when it's not genuine. And by the way, look, I understand you have to create content. Like, it's fine. You know, we all have to, whether you have a business, you do have to create content, but you can so tell when it's not genuine in like 2 seconds. And like you mentioned, what I love about Gary Vee is all about his personal brand, and he's not ashamed to say it. But for example, he started doing, like you said, those live Instagram live with just random people, no one famous. And at the same time, he's doing a podcast called Tea with Gary Vee, where he does get like the questions from regular people. Like I think they record that and send it to him, and he answers their question, like everyday people. So I think, yes, of course, you have to, as an influencer, you have to produce content, but you have to, I think, Khalas, become more sensitive or attuned that people don't want fake that, and you can tell, you know, like, okay, it's so obvious what they're doing right now. You know, it just, you can do that. Like, and I love, by the way, I love like the beauty and fashion influencers. They should have like live Instagram with normal people. You know what I mean? You know, and this is what we're lacking here, that creating authentic content that I do see a lot of more influencers abroad that are doing.
I am so passionate about this topic because so in the program that I pull people in when they want to do their personal brand, I spend like 2 hours in the first session just showing them what their online presence is. Let me blow your mind. There is no need to build a personal brand because you already have one. And I'm so excited for this phase as people are like creating content for the first time and getting on TikTok and getting on Instagram and like really being visible, because now what everybody wants, which has shifted so massively, people don't want to hear from companies. They want to hear from the people that they don't get to see anymore, right? So everybody is creating content and everybody's consuming their friends and family's content so hungrily because they miss them so much, that this is a chance for everybody to take a step back and look at your feed, and that is what your brand was. And does it reflect the person that you want to reflect, or does it reflect the things that are a priority to you? I think this is the exciting part, and it sounds like you're going on this journey too, Zaina, where you're recognizing that, I have control over this now and I can like build something cool from it.
Yeah, you know what, Khaira, it was before, like pre-COVID, and that, because I consider myself, and I think this is what we're going to be seeing now, I consider myself a knowledge influencer. I'm not an influencer, but like if you want a knowledge type of content person. So I think we're going to see more people who have specific passions and skills posting about what they like. And it doesn't have to be about beauty and fashion, which is fine if that's what you love. But I feel now we are going to be seeing much more diverse. If you like to, you know, film videos, I think we're going to see a lot of filmmaker influencers. I think we're photographer influencers. And not like I love podcasts. I put podcasts and media all day long. I think we're going to see a rise of knowledge-based influencers, which I think people didn't take as seriously, say, a couple of months ago. It was more about your image, how you look. Let's be very frank, and which is fine. There is a market for that. But I think we will be seeing now the rise of the knowledge influencers who have something to share. And especially now, people want more, you know, they want to connect with people they relate to more. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't have to be one influencer and not the other. And by the way, I am not putting down any type of influencer. Trust me, I follow all the, you know, I follow the Kardashians, you know, I'm not, you know what I mean? I love the Kardashians. So it's not, but what I'm saying is, I think we will see a rise now of people. Oh my God, you know, because I feel always, and this is me and my sister always had this like funny thing when I'd post something, I'm like, you think people would like that? And I'm like, why would I question myself? Let me just put it out there and see how it is. So I think we will be seeing a lot of people have a more more interesting things to offer, because not everyone loves fashion and beauty. And, you know, we have so many smart people who I think from before were kind of scared to start. You know what I mean? Even to put a couple of things, I feel now they're like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. If I don't share what I love and what I'm passionate about, there won't be a right time. So this is why I say knowledge-based influencers are going to be so great and will, you know, just add more flavor to what we have. So I think this is why it's an exciting time in terms of that.
Definitely. I see it so much, and it makes sense because someone sitting at home, and before they used to browse social media when they were bored or when they needed tips or when they wanted to show up in a certain way that society said was the perfect way. And now people are going online when they're bored, and they're going online when they're lonely, and they're going online when they're, want to find something new to do. And all of those things that we used to do when we would walk into like co-working spaces, or when we would walk into malls, or all of that hunger or need has been shifted into looking at our phones. Yeah. Or even for me, personal branding isn't about online at all. I think there's also so much value in looking around your house and seeing the people around you and recognizing that, do I spend enough time with this person, or am I being the type of daughter that I want to be, or the type of spouse I want to be to this person right now? And like, again, going back to the beginning of our conversation where we were saying, now's the time where you're going to face everything that you've been avoiding, online or offline.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think this is very true.
What about you, Ahmed? What's your take on this? Have you noticed any difference with the foodies?
We're still doing what we're doing. I mean, Zainab said that a bit earlier about that. You know, when she said that she was already been doing that before post Corona. So I mean, we're doing still what we're doing. So that we didn't feel there was a bit of much, but the content is different. Like for example, I have so many content that haven't posted yet, and that were scheduled, but they were all taken from our coverage inside the restaurant. So now it doesn't make sense to post it because people are not going. So I'd rather save it. So what happened with me with foodies is now we're actually rescheduling and reshuffling content around because now we're focusing more on ordering in-house or these do-it-yourself boxes that they're doing now. And for example, also we're going now more into travel. So like people probably are so, you know, like travel sick, you know, they just want to get out of here, you know.
Do you
so
we're know actually that there's record numbers of reservations for 2021 cruises?
Oh my god. Wow.
People are booking. They are ready. They're like, next year I'm gonna do everything that I
it's
have.
It's the time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I wanted to like maybe like it's a bit off topic, but what do you miss in terms of like food in Jeddah? Is there something you're like, okay, I kind of really miss that right now?
I've just been ordering it.
I've just been ordering it.
I have had no shame. I've been ordering anything that I want, mostly desserts, because I can cope. Thank God. I am so blessed that I'm babysitting my parents' house because they have the awesomest cook ever. But when it comes to like cheesecake, I was so bummed that now Cheesecake Factory, I can't find anything that delivers. If you guys have deets, let me know.
You can order from one of our friends, actually, she started her own cheesecake business.
Yeah, I've been turning to local stuff because that's what Lugmati has, which is the app that has like.
Yeah, exactly. Lugmati. Yeah. Amna's Bakery, Amna's Cheesecake.
Oh, cool. I was thinking about ordering that. Khalas, done.
It's amazing. She just came back from her studies. She studied culinary arts, and she's working from a cloud kitchen. And her Sebastian cheesecake is just amazing. Big shout out for Amna and what she's doing.
Amazing. Yes, done.
Zana, what about you? I mean, you asked a question, but
I'm like blessed like Khaira, but and my mom, mashallah, she's an amazing cook. And I think maybe it's different too, because I think some people are ordering in, and then we haven't, like, pre-COVID, me and my sister used to order in all the time. Now I think we order just one time, and actually we didn't even order, we went to get it. We've been every day like cooking home food with my mom. And by the way, I used to hate the word sit bait. Like every time my mom would say it, I'm like, no, we're in the modern age, sit bait, you know? And now I'm like, it's fine, you know? But I've been enjoying like cooking with my mom every day. We like even, and every day someone would recommend something and she'll, you know, we'll all sit together and kind of make it. But I think for me, it's been different because now I finally get to appreciate Yani, you know, and see how she does it. Because my mom's always like, you have to see the basics and like how I do a bezella, you know, which is like, and then with lakhi, which is so basic that I still can't do. So now I'm having the time to sit there and be like, okay, this is, you know, this is exactly what she's doing. So alhamdulillah, like, I think this is what I've been really happy about now, like, it's maybe opposite to a lot of people that were barely ordering in. But I wanted to say that before everything shut down, I think last week we went, and I think this, I wanted to say this topic because I think they're amazing. We went and we picked up food from Section B, and it was still, you couldn't go in, you had to order outside. But mashallah, the way they organize everything, the staff, it was so well managed. I think the team at Section B, I did an amazing job. Like, it was so well structured. You put your order, and بتحسي يعني they, and even all like the young people were working there. It's really inspiring to see, and for me personally, these like local food brands who are doing a great job. And it's well, يعني it's really nice to see that.
It's a point of pride for sure. Yeah. Even I remember driving around Jeddah now is so different. I remember in 2000 when graphic design wasn't really important to anybody. Just like looking at what people, you know, how these entrepreneurs and food entrepreneurs are like expressing themselves through how they present themselves and making sure like the service is excellent. It's been really different.
Yeah.
Only in the past 10 years. So cool.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, food is, and the other thing we're talking about, just kind of to wrap the things up, you know, even in times like this, I was even telling we were having a discussion with my parents, and it's amazing how to people food is so important, even in times of like, you know, stress and hard times. It's such an important thing. And I realize it brings us all together. And even as cheesy as it sounds, you know what I mean? And it's just those little times you eat what you want and you love it so much. And it does make a difference, I feel, just like food by itself. And this is why everything, I think everyone's going under food, cooking, you know, I feel it's, which is fine. You know, everyone wants to cook now and is doing everything cooking. I think it does, like, it, you know, feeding yourself is really, it's really soothing, and it is important, and especially with brands that you love. Like now when you get Section B, it really made, like, we're so happy and excited. It's like really, really sad, you know, but it's like that thing, oh my God, we're getting Section B, you know. But I think food is such an important part of culture that, you know, especially now, you realize, oof, it plays such a big part in our lives.
It's a social trigger. Yeah. Food is a big social trigger.
Yeah.
I mean, some people actually are using, you know, like apps and stuff like that, that they actually have, they eat together. It's not just talking, but, you know, like get your meal and, you know, let's agree that we're like, or even as simple as a cup of coffee, you know, let's all have our mugs together and like, we'll just make believe we're actually in a cafe. Everyone's got their phones or their laptop and, you know, we're seeing each other, we're having our coffee, we're chatting.
House party is a good example of this. So like my socializing, even though I have coffees with people and stuff.
I never see you online. I always go online. And you're always,
I'm always there at night. You're always there in the daytime. That's we're only time is against us right now. But it has been really cool. If someone hasn't used it yet, House Party started in 2017, actually. And I was so excited about it because I love new apps. And then very recently, now's the time to do it because you get to get into a room with people that you know. But then if someone knows someone, then they can come into the room too. And that's been really fulfilling my need to meet new people and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks has been more of a downtime, and I was actually on the opposite end of my relationship with food, on the spectrum from having Zaina and Ahmed's really healthy way of food is a social trigger and let's come together for it. I've been using it as a comfort for the past few weeks. Hence my need for Cheesecake Factory and Dots a lot.
Yeah.
And now I'm recognizing that I can tell the difference between when I'm eating to feel better, which that usually isn't enough for sustainably feeling better. Or if I'm eating because it's delicious and I'm so excited about it and I want that experience. That's been a big learning curve for me.
Yeah.
You guys do this with people in your house, or do you actually get online and pretend you're in a coffee shop with your coffees?
Online, actually.
Haven't tried that one yet.
We did a coffee get together with another couple friends. And we always used to go out for coffee, and they actually have their own coffee shop as well. But Rita, I feel I hope this passes, because Masakin, they just launched. They launched a week before the lockdown, and they rented and they had all the decor. I really hope this passes. But yeah, Rabbana yasahhal, inshallah. But yeah, it was really nice actually seeing them after such a long time, and you know, having the coffee together like we always do. Mm-hmm. And catching up, and you know, just it really matters. I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's sad or it's touching. What the heck? You can before the lockdown, I passed by Sinless to buy something from there. You know, and it was before they
is amazing.
Yeah, it's true. It was before they didn't allow people to go in, and I'm like, I went in, and you know, I was wearing this this T-shirt that says it has a steak on it, and it says meat is murder, and then under it, delicious bloody murder, and you know, the guy at the cashier was like, look at my T-shirt. He says, you know, I love your T-shirt, even though it stands against everything we stand for in this show, but I still love your T-shirt. And we laughed. You know, when I went out, I felt like I just encountered something that I'm missing like crazy. Like, this was my first encounter with someone and having a laugh in 3 weeks. And you know, you really miss that. You know, it's we're not seeing people face to face, we're not joking, we're not making comments, we're not giving compliments. So I guess we don't really realize we miss that until you actually get your first smack of reality.
It'll be so interesting to see once this is over how many things we experience and we're like, oh, this is really cool, I totally forgot.
Especially caffeine lab was my, you know, my thing every morning, or every other morning, to go and sit there. And the ambiance with Kalshia, miss that.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to take more of your time, ladies. I mean, it was an amazing hour. It flew by so fast. It was a really nice talk, and so what are you guys eating for today for lunch?
Anna, a homemade maghrabia. Yeah.
Oh wow. Khaira's having cheesecake probably.
No, I'm just having spaghetti. Actually, I was eating it a little bit. That's why I kept going on mute. So as not to capture all of my eating sounds.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice ambient sounds.
Make you feel like you're really in a cafe with us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, bon appetit for everyone. And can you let me know, and let the listeners know, where we can find you on the social media world?
Sure. So I'm Khaira B just about everywhere, Khayrab. I have khayrab.com. I'm a personal branding coach, but I also have really crazy systems that I set up for myself. So I'm doing productivity coaching as well. And I'm most active on Instagram. I watch everything on TikTok, and I'm sporadically active on Snapchat.
And for me, you can find me on Instagram at ZTAB. That's ZEETAB. I post there daily, anything to do with podcasts, media, anything I'm obsessed with. And I just started my content consultancy firm called Daqiqati. So you can also follow me on Instagram at Daqiqati. We'll be posting more soon. And yeah, that's it. So, but you can come on. So I put daily recommendations of podcasts because a lot of people are now getting into podcasting. So, and they're looking for like recommendations of what to listen to. So yeah, I put kind of, I update on a, like now by like twice a month on like podcast lists. So that's where you can go.
Awesome.
Great stuff. Well, we'll also be putting your links in the description. So if anyone didn't catch that by audio, our dear listeners, you can also go into our description and you're going to find that. So thank you so much, Khaira. Thank you so much, Zain. It's been a tremendous honor and pleasure. Thank you. My pleasure. Relax. And once you ladies have like more ideas or you have something you want to talk about, be it serious, be it funny, be it anything. I mean, it's been an amazing trio. I'd love to have it again.
Yay. I'm always up for it. You know me. I'm a podcast. I think we're all podcast fiends.
We can meet maybe in real life, three of us later.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, funny enough, Khaira, when we were talking about food, the last time I've seen you was actually in a restaurant in Sanj Gallery, remember? Well, I bumped into you that day.
Yeah, it's always nice being around vibes and bumping into people. Maybe they should have an app, a vibes app to like recreate bumping into everybody in U Shape Center complex.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like a Sims, vibe Sims.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Thank you. Awesome stuff. Okay, ladies, thank you so much for your time. You take care.
Bye.
Yalla.
Bye-bye.